You guys released your sophomore album, Two Birds, earlier this month. Congratulations, it's such a beautiful album. I've been really enjoying listening to it. How does it feel like to have it out in the world now?
Thank you. It feels really good. I think we've been playing a lot of these songs on tour for the past year or two even, and just getting to perform them in a lot of different contexts. So it's cool to finally release it and let it have a life of its own.
It feels like this album is such an intimate love letter to your guys' friendship, Hannah and Cece, and I want to kind of flesh out some of those themes a little bit. How long have you two actually known each other, and when did you meet?
Hannah and I met our senior years of high school over Facebook. We were accepted to the same university, and we were in a Facebook forming group. And I messaged them and was just like, hey, you seem pretty normal. And then we just started chatting, and we were messaging all throughout that year. And we kind of like convinced each other to go to the school, I think. Like, we had a couple of other schools that we were accepted at, but I kind of was like, well, now I want to like live with this person. So I guess I'll just make this huge decision based on that. And I'm so glad I did. And then we lived together in college, and then for 5 years after.
Yeah, wow. When did you guys start actually making music together? And then when did James come into the equation as well?
We both played music separately in college, just very ambiently in our dorm room. Cece brought a guitar, and that was kind of the first time I was around a guitar, I remember. And we started making songs, where I was singing songs that Cece wrote our senior year of college, and then we started writing songs together pretty soon afterwards. And then James joined us in 2020, literally right before the pandemic began. And yeah, I'll let James take it away for that.
Yeah, just someone Cece had been on like two dates with brought me to their show, and I just talked to them after and said, if you ever want guitar. But then, yeah, the pandemic happened, and we ended up recording an EP remotely in the early days of the pandemic. So it ended up being a lot more than guitar. But yeah, 5 years ago now. Long time.
Long time. Yeah, I did want to kind of talk a little bit more about the themes of this album. I really resonated with it. I feel like you guys have articulated and captured the complexity and the intimacy and this kind of indivisibility that comes with a friendship bond so strong, so beautifully. And I think you've truly encapsulated what it feels like to have deep and profound love for a best friend. What does this record mean to you both in terms of the way it reflects your friendship?
That's really kind of you to say. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I think it's really like exciting to hear people like respond to it and say like, oh, like I could relate to this a little bit, or it made me think of someone, because it is a very unique experience, but in a lot of ways it's also really universal. Just to like be so close to someone and grow with them and like figure yourself out through them. And yeah, we were writing it at sort of like a transformative time in our friendship where we were moving away from each other. And I think we were writing to continue to like affirm what we mean to each other. And so I don't know, like it feels very like of a certain time of transition for me and for us, I think. And yeah, just like a really cool sort of like timestamp of that momentous change.
Yeah, I think it was a tether to each other at the time that we really needed, of moving apart for the first time in 9 years. And it served as a way for us to process emotions consciously and subconsciously that a lot of us, or that both of us were going through in different contexts. And there's also just like that, the heaviness of that paired with levity of being able to bring James into the songwriting process for a lot of these songs too, where many months after we've made the songs now, Cece and I can both look back and kind of be like, oh yeah, even this song that we wrote as an exercise is about our friendship. and has a lot more depth to it than maybe initially we thought, which I think is really beautiful to share between the three of us.
And the album kind of does tackle this idea of changing and growing up together in a way, and you've kind of touched on it a little bit there, but as your relationship has developed and changed over the years, have you found that your music and songwriting has grown with you?
Yeah, I think we have definitely grown a lot in our songwriting, like just as we all sort of like have gotten more comfortable as songwriters and musicians, and like finding our unique styles and how that really blends itself together, and also like the intuition sort of has just become a lot easier as we've understood our own self as and each other.
Yeah, I think like there was a lot more of like a Hannah song and a Cece song in the early days. Even though some of those were co-written, it still kind of felt like one person's stamp. And then I think later in the project, stuff just feels more like a sister song, whatever that means.
James, for you, how has it kind of been finding your role within that, particularly when a lot of the songwriting is so reflective of Cece and Hannah's friendship? Where do you kind of find yourself sitting in that?
Yeah, I mean, it's good because it's like the raw material is intense and personal and, you know, potent. So, you know, you're starting off with pretty good stuff, and then it just becomes a question of like, how do you present this? I think a lot of the times it's the question for me, like what production wise or arrangement wise is gonna get across what they're trying to express here. And I think we try to take slightly more dramatic, for lack of a better word, approaches toward getting that across than maybe like some bands do. Like we prefer to have some degree of chaos happening in the background of any given song that's a little more just expressive than like purely an arrangement decision, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I did kind of want to talk a little bit more about your songwriting process. You kind of touched on it there, and also you were talking a little bit earlier about using like exercises to kind of pull out and put together a song. What does kind of writing a sister song look like? How does that kind of get put together for you guys?
I mean they can really come in so many different ways. There were times when Cece or I would bring a song to the table, and we still often do that, and then kind of work through the narrative of what that actually means together. I think James is really good at grounding us in like moments or scenes, and James is also a fiction writer, and I think in like a lot of ways that helps ground a lot of the more abstracted ideas that Cece and I can't always explain or put into the correct words in a song. But there are other times where we'll just be like, we've never written a song in this key before. What does that bring up for us emotionally? Or I'll start writing a song, or we're all gonna just free write and see what happens. And because there's so many cooks in the kitchen, actually it becomes a really cool thing, whereas usually that would be something I personally would avoid. But I trust James and Cece a lot, so it actually makes something really beautiful most of the time.
I did want to talk about Piece of Silver because I think it's probably my favorite track from the album. It really stands out to me musically in terms of the kind of build that it has and the explosion of guitars towards the end, but it also lyrically grapples with something so painful. So it's like such an interesting way that the music kind of relates to the lyrics as you kind of listen to the song. Are there any kind of stories you can share behind the writing of that song in particular?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that this, for thematically in the album, we talk a lot about relationships and how they change. And Piece of Silver was almost an exercise in like taking it to like worst case scenario of like, if a relationship were to fall apart or disintegrate, what would it be like? What would it look like? What would it feel like? And like, how would that... Yeah, how can we like express that in such a dramatic way, which we really did in the bridge. I think I really liked being able to kind of like lean into that. And like in the bridge, like Hannah and I were like screaming and James and Felix like left the room for us to do, which was really fun. But yeah, there's a lot of like, I think when we were writing it, like Hannah and I sat down to write it together, I remember thinking about a lot of like, honestly, like friendship sort of breakups that have happened around us, including like my own and Hannah's experiences too, that we were able to sort of pull from, as well as like, I think, yeah, like we were like not wanting to manifest it for our own, of course, but like having to name it or to go there to sort of be like, well, we're not, that's not real.
The placing of Piece of Silver in the album, like in terms of sequencing, was really interesting as well. I think the album, listening to it from start to finish, is so well sequenced. How did you kind of go about placing the songs? Is that like quite a big consideration for you guys?
I was mostly doing that while we were mixing the record, and like it's pretty similar, not exactly what I sent over to you guys, I think. And I mean, it's like we were just talking about this the other day, like there's like a syntax to album sequencing, that there are like standard things you want from a beginning and an ending, and like what is the second song on a record like, what is the third song on the record like. So there's, you know, some of it's done for you in that regard. If you start thinking about like albums you like, it comes together pretty fast. But I think a big consideration was just like, we have these really intense aggressive songs, and then we have these softer acoustic songs, and it's like, where are you on the intensity spectrum at any given time? And you know, Piece of Silver is both, but like, you know, it wouldn't make a lot of sense to have like all aggressive songs and then all acoustic, you know, like, I mean, that would be a different album. But yeah, I think the biggest consideration was just like, what's the intensity level at any given moment, and like listener fatigue.
But what are you guys kind of currently working on? What's next? Or are you touring for this album?
We have a release show in New York on August 8th. So that's, exciting for us to get to play it live. And we're going to play all the songs. And I know we're planning some vinyl release shows to celebrate this being like the first physical format for our band, which is really exciting. Definitely would love to tour personally.
Yeah, amazing. Oh well, it's been so great talking to you guys. Thanks so much for hopping on the call today. I really appreciate it. It's such a beautiful album, it truly is. So thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for your questions too. That's very like you. Always special to like I don't know, just like for you to listen through and speak on it. It means a lot, so thank you.
Oh, it's of really course. Awful.
Silver. in the conversation.